It is certainly hard for us to be here in the light of the news of Father's death. But it is important for us to be here to worship and to remember God's providence. God loves us, and God loves each of us, and God loves Father Michael Troja. And it's important for us to pray for him, for the repose of his soul, pray for his family as well, and pray for ourselves, who are also his family, and his friends, to whom he has ministered so generously throughout his priesthood. Eternal rest grant to him, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May he rest in peace. Amen. May his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. While we grieve, and grieve rightly, it's also important to remember that our lives do go on. And the church continues to remind us that we are to live in and reflect on the mysteries of God's provident care for us. Today's Feast of the Epiphany, or Manifestation, is the first acknowledgement that Jesus has come not just for the Jews, but for the Gentiles, for the pagans, for everyone in the person of the Magi. And there's very little that we know for a fact about the Magi, other than that there were more than one, and that they followed a star. The star is a source of light and illumines a world that is in darkness. And that star's light is pale, a pale reflection of the light of Jesus himself, who is God from God, light from light. And Jesus gives us that light, and he wants us to live that light and shine that light in our world. One of the traditions about the Magi is their names, Caspar, Melchior, and Balthasar. Another tradition is that they were kings, although it says nothing like that in the scriptures. However, I believe that they became kings because they worshiped the king, Jesus himself. They surrendered their will to God's will, to one that they didn't even understand, but to whom they vowed fealty by giving their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They were God's children, and all of us are God's children, co-heirs with Jesus. And if we follow Jesus, as the Magi follow the star, and as they doubtless proclaimed what they had seen, and what they had done, we too are called to proclaim that same truth. We are to proclaim Jesus. And if we do so, if we proclaim Jesus, if we live in him, if we continue to follow him, we will be kings and queens because of the King and our worship of him. We are called to live in that grace of God's life, sanctifying grace, the life of Jesus. We are to live that day by day here in this world and forever in the world that will never end.